With Andy Kim deciding to forego a re-election campaign to run for U.S. Senate, New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District is an open race between four people. WHYY's Kenneth Burns introduces us to the candidates in this WHYY News Race to Watch.
Dr. Herb Conaway has served in the New Jersey Assembly for more than 25 years. The Air Force veteran is also Burlington County's public health director. Shortly after his victory in the Democratic primary in June, Conaway said it was important that the access to abortion gets codified into federal law.
This idea that politicians in Washington who thinks they know better, and most of them are men, by the way, that should be a situation that's abhorrent to every free-thinking American.
Conaway says border security is top on his list of priorities.
My hope is that as the next Congress, the 119th, convenes, that it will be an issue that will be taken up in short order, and that we'll get the resources that the border security that our nation needs.
Border issues are also on the mind of Dr. Rajesh Mohan, an interventional cardiologist who was once the chief medical officer of Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus, where he is credited with improving the hospital. The Republican says there is an existential crisis at the southern border, and it has to be shut down.
Our southern border has become a magnet. We have to stop that. And the way to stop that is not by having half-hearted measures. We have to increase border security, essentially have no immigration at the southern border.
Mohan suggests that resources used at the southern border should be redirected toward making the legal immigration process efficient and more expedient. On abortion, Mohan also doesn't want politicians to interfere between a doctor and a patient.
Let them make that decision based on their own faiths and own beliefs, which I said could actually vary even in the same religion.
Also running for the open seat is the Green Party's Steve Welser, a retired state worker. His campaign platform includes universal health care and supporting a Green New Deal that addresses climate change. He describes the southern border as porous, adding it has been that way for years.
It's almost like a tease to people in other countries where the quality of life is not good to try to come and become undocumented immigrants.
Welser says he wants the border to be secured and all immigration legalized. Libertarian candidate Chris Russomano is making a second attempt at winning the seat. He is critical of tax dollars funding border security and accuses the federal government of failing its promise to protect people along the border.
I want my money back because they're not doing that. They are not doing what they said that they're going to do. In fact, if there is a role for government, really, one of the only things is that they protect us, and they're not doing that.
Russomano says the current system needs to be fixed, but believes immigrants already in the country should be able to bring over family members. The 3rd District had been a Republican stronghold for much of the last three decades until Kim pulled the upset against Republican Tom MacArthur in 2018. Since then, the district was redrawn to include more registered Democrats. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.